With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part one of a five-part series titled Animals Contribute to the Health of Our Planet, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
I would just say thank you very much for your lovely books about animal friends. Regarding global warming, I can image that the animals can also feel the rapid climate change. I can feel they also worry about the urgent situation. I'm just wondering if animals are also trying to send us any messages in this regard.
They've been sending all these centuries and nobody listened. Not just now. They don't worry about climate change or they don't worry about their own safety or anything like that. They more worry about how humans degrading themselves and mirror in the climate tragedy and the damage of the environment and maybe the destruction of the whole planet. Together with it, it is the status of humans, of their heart. The animal worry about that, the degradation, the destruction of humans' noble quality. They do not worry about life and death. For them, they do not worry so much about life and death the way we do, because most of them, mostly they are in connection with their inner self, with the God self inside. And for them, dying is just like changing room. They try to tell us over centuries that we should live a noble life, the life according to Jesus' teaching and Buddha's doctrine. But very few listen. They still say the same. They say the same stuff. I say what I say, be fast, go green. Save your souls.
Thank you, Master.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please,
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
님께서는 우리 모두가 동물의 언어를 알아듣는다면 누구도 육식을 하지 않을 거라고 말씀하셨는데요. 어떻게 하면 인류가 동물의 언어를 이해할 수 있도록 도울 수 있는지 궁금합니다.
They have to help themselves. In my three books, either in The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, or The Noble Wilds, I have mentioned also a little bit how to telepathically communicate with the animals. You have to sit with your animals quietly. You know, whenever you have time to sit with them, just touch them, caress them, or just sit together quietly and try to listen inwardly what the animal tried to convey to you. Ask them if they want to tell you something. They don't always tell you something because maybe nothing to tell, yes? They don't always chatter a lot the way we do. But you keep doing that, and then maybe one day you have the connection. The thing is, all humans can
telepathically
communicate with animals. It's just that they could not even communicate with themselves yet. They cannot even know what they want. They cannot even listen to their own heart. They're too busy. Too buried alive in this material humdrum existence. So it's more difficult to listen to themselves. But with the practice, they can. Just like now, you have learned the practice of meditation I taught you. You can listen to yourself more clearly if you pay attention. And you know really what you want, and you really know what advice you take and what direction you go. Many things in life become clearer to you because you listen to yourself, which is the great spirit within you, which is God. So, the same if people try to calm down and live a more virtuous life and truly love their animals, then there will be a connection. They will be able to listen to their animals. It's just that, do they listen? Do most people ever listen? We talk a lot, but we don't listen. Not even to our partners, to our wives, husband, or friends. We hear, but we don't listen. We don't try to understand what the person say. So often we do the wrong things. And not to talk about listening to the God within you. God is always there. Always ready to communicate with us whenever we ask something. But do we listen? Huh? Animals sometimes want to talk to us, but do we listen? That's the thing.
They telepathically
communicate to us some things when they need to, and when they want to warn us of something, or to tell us something that we should do or should not do, or warn of coming danger. But do we listen? That is the thing. We don't listen. Not that we cannot
telepathically
talk to animals, it's just we don't listen to what they're saying. So if the people learn to listen, then there is the
telepathic
communication always available. This you cannot really teach them. They have it within themselves, only if they want to exercise it or not.
Thank you, Master.
Chào anh Thượng.
Dạ. Thưa sư phụ, trong kinh điển ngày xưa thường hay mô tả những chúng sinh ở tầng đẳng cấp cao hơn xuống địa cầu để làm những con thú. Thưa sư phụ, làm đến thế nào để phân biệt được những con thú đó với những con thú bình thường khác, và làm thế nào để nhận biết? Và ngày nay có nhiều những chúng sinh cao đẳng ở địa cầu để đóng vai những con thú đó. Xin cảm ơn sư phụ.
Đời nào cũng có những vị Bồ Tát và những chúng sanh cao đẳng ở tầng tâm linh cao hơn hạ giới để mà làm vật, làm người, để mà giúp đỡ cho chúng sanh á. Đức Phật cũng có những tiền thân hóa thành thú, nai hay là chim, đặng là giúp đỡ những con vật hoặc là giúp đỡ con người. Nếu mình không có mắt huệ thì không thể nào nhận biết được sự khác biệt những vị này và những con thú thường khác. Con người mình cũng như vậy thôi, thí dụ có nhiều người tu hành rất là cao, mình cũng không nhận được cái sự khác biệt giữa những vị tu hành cao cấp này và những người bình thường khác, huống chi là chim hoặc là những loài vật khác. Thì mình phải đối đãi với tất cả bằng cái tình thương vô điều kiện mà thôi, chứ không phải chỉ chăm chú vào những vị thánh nhân hóa thành chim. Mình khó nhận biết như thế nào. Thời đại nào cũng có những vị thần tiên cao cấp xuống, không phải thời đại này thôi. Chúng ta phải thương yêu đùm bọc tất cả mọi loài vật thì thiên đàng sẽ cảm động. Không cần biết loài vật đó là bình thường hay là thánh nhân hóa thân. Anh cảm ơn anh.
My question is, if more and more people give up meat eating but keep on eating fish only one or two times a week, with this, how much can it help to save our planet? And could you also tell us how we can more effectively advise people to stop fish eating? Thank you.
It's already very good that they stop eating red meat and big animals' meat. It's already very good. You tell them that, bravo, bravo, thank you very much, you are very brave, and I thank you and the planet thank you, and many animals thank you. And after that, you give them a flyer. You gather all the information about the harm of fish eating, and you give it to them. You say, now, if you go one step further, and no more in fish eating, then you'll be perfect. You'll be my hero.
Okay, good.
Because fish eating also very depleting to planetary ecosystem. They have proven that overfishing of sardine has resulted in many dead zones because they are there for some reason. They are there for maybe oxidizing the ocean or give life to some other kind of species or cleaning the environment, whatever the species that God has left on the planet, they have work to do. The species have work to do. Just like human, we have work to do. Animals, they have work to do. Even little fish like sardine, they have work to do. It's just many humans are ignorant. They think it's just a little fish. They're helpless anyway, useless. No, they're not useless. They think they're useless, so they fish them up and eat them. But they are very, very useful to our ecosystem and to the health of the planet, and consequently to the health of human and all beings on it. So you gather all these facts from Supreme Master Television or any internet or information you can find in the library or anywhere, and then you print it all on a flyer and you give it to the fish eater.
Okay, right. Okay, we will do that. Thank you.
Yeah, of course they do not know. Maybe they don't know. Not everybody knows about everything. My God, how can they know everything? Some people know this, some people know that. So if they don't know something and you know it, you give them the information.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part two of Supreme Master Qinghai's excerpted discussion titled Animals Contribute to the Health of Our Planet. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.